Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
And welcome all of you to another great week of talking politics over a cup of coffee. Why? Because it matters. And you know what? If you want to preserve your liberty, if you think that America should be preserved in the the manner that our founding fathers, through their wisdom and their study of history, in the manner that they thought it should be, which they clearly articulated in both their writings and these marvelous documents, the Declaration, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. If you think that all of that should be preserved from those who would change it to be more like the failed government ideologies of history and currently in the world, if you think it ought to be preserved, you need to be part of this show every single day. And it's easy. By being a part of the show, you can either listen live right now, or you can listen to the evening replay, 6 o'clock in the evening for 1 hour, or you can listen to the podcast. And yes, I am almost totally caught up with the podcast, folks, which you can go to kslm.news, click on podcast, find Political Coffee, and you can listen to past shows. And in fact, now I am including not only the topics that we talk about, but links to the stories that I use. Stories like this that I want to talk with you about because it gets back to this, it's how you can make a difference in your world, how you can be the greatest influencer you'll ever know, how you can persuade persuadables. One of them is on, is using tax envy as a topic that can move people to thinking about things that are important in their life. For instance, do you want to get the same kind of tax break and subsidies that the politically connected elite get from the Democrats, the regressive totalitarian Marxists that run Oregon? Do you want to get those same kinds of benefits, tax cuts, special tax exemptions? Not just a cut, folks, but an exemption. Do you think that you should, in all tax fairness, that you should get that? I mean, if the elite are going to get it, why not you? Why not me? I mean, shouldn't taxation of all things, which is, it's a pretty powerful thing if you think about it, right? I mean, taxation is the power of government by the force of law to reach into your wallet or your bank account and pull out money. Money that you've earned. Government didn't force you to be an employee for anybody, right? Government didn't enforce you to go to work for government. A government didn't force you and isn't responsible for you choosing to every day go to work for somebody, private or government. You do that. So then whose money is it? Well, it's your money. But government has this incredible ability to pull it out of your wallet, out of your bank account. And we allow that to happen because of the force of law. Okay. So, look, I can tell you, really nobody likes paying taxes. I mean, if you're honest with yourself, you don't like it. I don't like it. But it's necessary in our form of government to do what? Well, to pay for the military, to pay for some level of bureaucracy that's important and necessary for us to live in a civil society. For us to live in peace, for us to operate under the rule of law, which benefits each of us as much as it limits us sometimes, as much as we don't like it. And that's why we have those things called courts. So we live under the rule of law, and government has the ability to make these, to just pull money from us, take money from us. We don't like it. We really don't like it when those who are the elite, the politically connected, get tax breaks that you and I don't get. Frankly, we really don't like it that they get subsidized. What am I talking about? Well, there's a story that is in the Eugene Register Guard, and it's on OregonWatchdog.com. And here's the headline: tax break for the 2021 championship prize money is stalled. Now, it's not a tax break, folks. I mean, it probably qualifies as that, but it's far more than that. It's an actual tax exemption. Now, what am I talking about here? Well, remember, we talked a little bit about this. You know, Kate Brown found, an extra $40 million in the cushions of the executive branch, couches, right? Extra $40 million to do what? To subsidize half of the cost of holding the World Athletic Championships in Eugene. Well, they're building this brand new stadium, and you can see that, by the way, if you go to the story. This really funky looking, weird kind of new Hayward Field thing. I'm sure Uncle Phil has a lot to do with that. Phil Knight of Nike. He usually does. Anyway, they're going to host this thing in 2021. And of course, that was Kate needing to spend a couple of million dollars of your money to fly an entire entourage of state officials and so forth over to Doha, Qatar, or gutter, or however the heck you say it, to watch the world championship. Because, hey, she's going to spend another $40 million of your money to, it's just free money to subsidize bringing this thing to the state of Oregon. So now we learn that the story gets even better. The expenditure of your tax dollars, which remember, government takes from you forcefully by law, that expenditure of your tax dollars, we're going to maybe spend even more. You see, it seems that the prize money that gets paid to athletes, and it's more than athletes, which I didn't know, but this is interesting, that the prize money that gets paid gets taxed by the federal government, and it gets taxed by the state of Oregon. Except if you get an exemption. Okay. That's what's going on here, and that's why I have launched into this question. And here's what it is, folks. Where's the tax fairness when the elite and the politically connected not only get subsidized with your tax dollars, that you don't get the kind of subsidies that they do? What happens when the elite and the politically connected get it, and then they come back and they ask for more? And that's what they're doing here, folks. Not only are they getting the $40 million bucks, but now they want a total exemption from paying any taxes. Under federal law, under state law, they have to. Now, the governing body of the World Athletics Championships, the way this works is that traditionally governments who host it, countries, right, waive these taxes. But apparently that's not happening here. Although the organizers of this event, who again are already feeding at the public trough, already getting $40 million of your tax money to subsidize this thing, they're asking for more. You see, last year, the guy who is organizing this in Eugene, who got the $40 million, is the organization called Oregon 21. His name is Nels DeVos. Reached out to the federal government, Senators Wyden and Merkley, and Peter DeFazio, with whom, this thing's being held in Eugene. That's his fourth congressional district. And they reached out to the governor's office asking for an exemption. So far, nothing's happened. He's even met with them. He's conducted emails. He's met with the governor's office. He's met with Wyden and Merkley and their staffs. And so far, nothing's happening. In fact, Nancy Nathanson, she is a liberal Democrat woman from Eugene, serving in the Oregon House of Representatives. She has not introduced a bill, even though she's supportive. She hasn't introduced anything to deal with this issue in the upcoming legislative session in February. All right, so what does that tell you? Well, look, I can tell you that when Democrats are not responding to requests to fund or feed the elite that feed them, what does that tell you? I can tell you that they kind of know that this is a bridge too far. Or is it? You see, does the average voter even know this is happening? No. That's where you come in. That's where the average person just busy living their lives doesn't have a clue that, well, let's say that Nike and Intel get special exemptions in Oregon's tax code that you and I don't get. Oh, and it doesn't end there. The new sales tax, and that's what it is, folks. It's a sales tax. It's called the business activity tax. That new sales tax that's being passed along to you and I right now. Yeah, they don't know that basically it exempts Intel and Nike, which were advocating in favor of it, or they were neutral. It doesn't really affect them. Why? Because most of what they produce isn't sold in the state of Oregon. So most people don't know this is going on. Most people don't know that $40 million of your hard-earned tax money the government forcibly took from you is now going to the elite and the connected. And that they want even more. Now, this is an opportunity for you to take this subject and to use it to help educate people in your world. That's the goal of the show, folks. That's why we do the show. That's why I get up in the morning and I do the show. That's why I hope you listen and take it to heart. Because, again, you are able to make the case in your daily life, your interactions with people, about waking people up so they start caring about these things. And when they start caring about them, ultimately, sooner or later, their mind reaches conclusions. And they have to be brought to that place themselves. You can't take them there. All you can do is help them get there. And you do that by taking issues like this. Tax fairness. Is it fair, you ask them in conversation, that the politically connected and the elite get tax breaks and subsidies that you and I don't get? That's a way to start a conversation, isn't it? What do you think? 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line, or send me an email to jeff@1220.am. In fact, I got a great email that is, well, ties in with this nice. It's 620, back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Stop the car. 22 minutes past the top of the hour. Great to have you with us as we begin a new broadcast week here in Political Coffee. Joseph Sobran was an American journalist and very quotable fellow. He passed away in 2010, but Roger from Defend 1776 sent me a great quote, and it really ties into this whole topic here. Here's what Joseph Sobran's quote was, quote, most Americans aren't the sort of citizens the founding fathers expected. They are contented serfs. Far from being active critics of government, they assume that it is might makes it right. They assume that its might makes it right. Contented serfs. It was a great book wrote by a great economist, The Road to Serfdom. What is serfdom? Well, just think about it. Being a serf, and I'm sure this is not taught in modern education. It ought to be, but I doubt that if it is. But in world history, serfdom is basically being somewhat free, but not being free. You're not a servant. You're not a slave necessarily, but you are really a serf. You are a serf in that. The way the structures of life are set up politically, you're basically controlled at every turn. You take what they give you, and you have no say in the matter. Now, the difference is that you and I get to live in a great constitutional republic, where we get to have a say in what goes on. We get to vote. Serfs weren't allowed to vote. They lived under the crown. That's how it works. Now, most Americans aren't the sort of citizens the founding fathers expected. They're contented serfs. Far from being active critics of government, they assume that government makes it right. Nothing could be further from the truth. Except today's society, we are turning out that very thing, contented serfs. Which is why, when it comes to special elections, you see such a dismal voter turnout across the country. How can we change that? What do you think? 503-589-1220. Is tax fairness, is it the kind of thing that can be used to motivate people to actually get involved, to get engaged, to do something politically? To just become aware. Because even though we have this huge voter registration, which was all part of the plan, motor voter, even though that happens right now, doesn't mean people are voting. They're just registered to vote. They are the targets of the leftist turnout machine, which, you know, is all part of the plan, right? They just did this in New York State, and they're getting panned there. Well, folks... You're way behind, man. We've done it here, and it is all part of ultimately allowing illegal aliens to vote. And that's the whole plan. To flood the country with illegals, let them vote. You and I can change that. We can change it by making people aware of what's going on. The illegal alien issue, even though it isn't necessarily something that we're talking about today, is an issue that still moves people, at least for now. Why should an illegal alien get all kinds of handouts that you don't get? Again, isn't that the fairness argument? Of course it is. Fairness. See, this is how you can help someone who is a contented serf. This is how you can help them become politically active. Tax fairness. Now, let me add a wrinkle to this thing. You know, this world championship, I mean, it's a big deal. But if it's such a big deal, maybe Uncle Phil can subsidize it. Oh, I know they're building a new stadium, but they probably were going to build that anyway since Uncle Phil was a track and field guy. Why should you have to pony up any money for this thing? Well, the argument is it brings in all kinds of business. Really? Does it pay for itself? Does it bring in enough money into the local economy, into the state's economy? Well, it wouldn't bring any to the state's economy, really, except maybe a little bit of money from taxes at the local level. I mean, it's that's all. If you get an exemption for the, from this tax, how does that work? How does the state benefit? Especially since Kate's already spent a couple of million dollars of your money taking an entourage to go travel across the world to go watch this thing in the Middle East. And now she's being asked, along with a lot of other people, to not only subsidize half of the cost of this thing, cost $80 million, you and I are picking up the tab for 40, but now she's being asked to take away the taxes, to exempt, not just a tax break, not just lowering the taxes, folks. We're talking about just exempting it. Here's the wrinkle. The Register Guard obtained separately through a report that Oregon 21 had to file with the state last year, that Oregon 21 has already factored into the $80 million tax payments to the state and the federal government of $2.16 million. So let's get this straight. Not only are we subsidizing this thing at $40 million, we're already paying the taxes through that same subsidy, and now they want an additional subsidy. How does that make you feel? Tax fairness? When we come back from the bottom of the hour break, we'll talk to Rebecca. Rebecca, hang on. Didn't see that you were there on the phone until we get back. So I'd ask you to hang on as we get back. Folks, it's almost 6:30 in the morning. What do you think about this? Is tax fairness an issue that you can use to persuade persuadables, to get them to start paying attention to how the state's spending their money? 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am at 6:30. We'll be right back.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It is 24 minutes to the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. If you are just joining us for Politics with Your Coffee, here's what we're talking about. Tax fairness. Should the elite that get big tax breaks or total exemptions from certain taxes in Oregon, you know, companies like Nike and Intel, should you get the same subsidies and tax exemptions they get? Is that a way that you can bring, start people to start thinking about these things? Nobody likes it when somebody gets special treatment that the rest of us don't. It's just how we are as human beings. So is that an argument that you can use? Also, in a moment, I want to get into this other story. The fix is in. Yeah, once again, Kate Brown is finding a way that she can sort of still kind of control the flow of information that you and I, as citizens and as taxpayers, under the law, have access to. Yeah, they're going to fix this big, they're going to fix the problem, the big hullabaloo that damaged Kate's reputation, right? About her lawyer telling the independent records gal, Ginger McCall, who resigned in protest, which led me to file two complaints with the Ethics Commission and one with the Judicial Fitness Commission, which they swept under the rug. Yeah, that guy, that was all Kate, folks, because Kate doesn't like having to be accountable to anybody, and she does not like the law demanding that what she is doing be transparent. Well, they're going to fix some things to make the public records advocate and the commission fully independent. Except they're not. And I'll tell you why in a moment. But I got to go back to the phones because Rebecca's been very nice to hold on through the break. Rebecca, good morning. And what do you have to say?
It was interesting to hear you talk about the road to serfdom. I just purchased a book recently about what caused Ronald Reagan to move from being a Democrat to being a Republican. That road to serfdom was one of the two influences in his life that that caused him to begin thinking in different ways. And I also want to recommend Utopian Road to Hell by William Murray. And Utopian Road to Hell is written in very, it's a very easy book to read, but it's full of stuff to help you comprehend the difficulty of the change from thinking like a serf to thinking like a free person. And how people take advantage of that and who it is that's taking advantage of it. And I believe that our public school system is being used to shape us. The library appears to be a free source of information, but it's actually highly controlled. There's very little useful information there at the library that would cause you to stop being a serf. The beginning of having a will to freely acquire books, to go out and search for books that will help you think differently is part of becoming a free person. So I encourage everybody to get on the internet and go purchase Road to Serfdom and Utopian Road to Hell.
Who wrote Utopian Road to Hell?
William Murray.
Because F.A. Hayek wrote Road to Serfdom.
Like, Road to Serfdom is a very easy read. And yeah. Utopian Road to Hell is a very easy read. But they change your perspective. And then you can start adding books from there.
Well said, Rebecca. Thanks for sharing that. I did not know about Utopian Road to Hell. I'll look it up over the break. I think that's a great point. I also did not know about the story about Ronald Reagan. One of the influences that caused him to move from being a Democrat to becoming a Republican, a free market Republican, was the road to serfdom. It was powerful. I mean, I have it, folks. And Hayek was one of those great economists and thinkers, just as Bastiat was many hundreds of years before him, that really helped shape the thinking and in the mindsets of so many of our modern day politicians who have it right. Now, Rebecca's also brought up something that, you know, is a real problem for me personally. And that is this business of our K-12 education system not educating our kids to truth in regards to how it really works in your mind, how it really works in the world. The idea that we would be, you know, I gave you that quote from Joseph Sobrin, and thanks again from Defend 1776 for sharing that with me, is the idea that we would be contented serfs. It's your right to stand up, folks, under our system of government. Now, maybe it's not being taughted. Yeah, that was a Freudian slip if there ever was one. And maybe it's not being taught in public education. And this is why it's important for you with your grandchildren, why it's important for you with you as either a professional educator. Some of you are who listen to the show. I know that. You're teachers because you text me or email me. But also the rest of us who maybe have not chosen to become, say, a school board member or even show up at a school board meeting or to ask to see the curriculum. You want to change what you may perceive accurately, depending on the school district, because curricular directors, and I know this for a fact, curriculum directors have some latitude in what they teach within the boundaries of Oregon deciding to be compliant with this crazy direction we're headed in public education. But my point is that you can go a long way to becoming more educated into what is actually being taught so that we are not literally teaching generations of kids to be content, as Sobran said, contented serfs. So one of the ways you can also do that is to write an email. So Avis sent me an email that he sent to Salem Mayor Chuck Bennett and the city council. Here's a way that you can communicate. "Guys, I live in Northeast Salem," Avis writes. "To see the nearly always empty big buses going up and down a neighborhood street, most times even a small half-sized bus would not be even half full. Now with the increased bus services, it looks to us neighbors, you all could address and find a better way to spend taxpayer dollars more cost effectively and more efficiently, not to mention the wear and the tear on the streets with these heavy machines." Now, there's a way right there. Somebody who is observing it just by watching what's going on is now communicating, is taking an action to the mayor, to people who can make a decision to be more efficient with their tax dollars. Why? Well, because Avis is a taxpayer, just like you probably are, just like these contented serfs are who leave high school or leave college, get a job, and don't question how their tax dollars are being spent until all of a sudden somebody helps wake them up. That's you. You're that person. This story about tax fairness, about the World Athletic Championships coming to Oregon, asking for, in essence, double exemptions from the taxes and subsidies, that's something you can use to help people get to that point. Now, it also is, being a contented serf is not allowing government, by its very size, to always assume that it is right just because it's big, just because it has the force of law, doesn't mean it's right. Every action of government doesn't mean that it is within the boundaries of what it ought to be. Not just based on our constitutional republic, folks, but based on common sense. One of the things that you and I have the right to do is to look at how transparent government is, to look at how government's spending your money. The story today in the Bend Bulletin is, well, it's the headline. It's an editorial. "Public records proposed fixes old flaws." Except it doesn't, folks. This whole business of Ginger McCall, that we covered all of that. Well, the legislature is going to fix most of it. And they are good fixes, and that's what this editorial is talking about here. But the fix is still in. Why? And the editorial points this out. That even though the council is going to be so-called independent of the governor's office, and the person, the public records advocate, is going to be independent of the governor's office, hired and fired by the council, guess who gets to appoint the council? You got it. It's not just that. It's also, and this is what they say, "One problem remains in the law, and lawmakers should address it in the proposed legislation. Of the 14 members of the Public Records Advisory Council, nine of the 14 represent government agencies or public employees, labor unions. Three are journalists, and one is a member of the public." Is the fix in there? Yeah, you could say that. At least they're trying, aren't they? Or are they? Back in a moment at 6:48.
Feels like you're mine.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 10 minutes till the top of the hour. Hey, I want to remind you that you can make somebody feel really special. And you know one of the ways you could do that? For special occasions, get a limousine through Diamond Royalty Rides and take somebody special or make sure they go somewhere special in style. Because I have to tell you, you know, it's been pretty rare in my life that I've actually used a limousine. But every time I have, it does make you feel special. And you can make someone you care about feel really special. Diamond Royalty Rides is a great local limousine service right here in Salem. They can help you do that. And it's a lot more affordable than maybe what you think. So why don't you check them out? Go to their website, diamondroyaltyrides.com. That's all one word, diamondroyaltyrides.com. So we're going to go back to the phones in a moment. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. And I do want to finalize another email that I said I would read that we came in a little bit too late on Friday from my friend Lee. And it is about the homeless issue. It's an important point, and I want to get to it. But let's get back to the phones. We have a caller. Caller, good morning. Who are you, and what do you have to say today?
Oh, this is your redneck brother from another mother here. I'm on a temporary phone line right now because my phone died.
Oh, man. How are you, brother?
Oh, you know how it is. I'm going to address two things in one throw. Concerning the public record on Miss Ginger, people, please wake up. Do not trust what they say. It's no different than a socialist propaganda ordeal. We're going to play three-card money. We're still going to have the same subject. And, you know, do you want April Kate to make the choices on that board, except with a more controllable board by the Fuller Bureau? The fox is in the hen house again, people. You can't be choosing foxes if they keep stealing eggs from you. And on the $40 million to $80 million concerning the given to the women, I did not know that, my brother. That's robbery of my money. My money, you know, the governor has disconnected the working class American and small business away from the federal tax system at 2%. So far, us Joe taxpayers basically has paid that 2% with the 1% on the gross receipt tax, which would push everything about 4% in the stores, plus the 0.5% for the transportation tax and the 0.5% for the so-called Family Leave Act. We have lost money. I lost $1,200 to $1,500. And then I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. People, beware of the fox. They're going to go through for electing you to keep her base and appease the unions. She's going to reconnect us back to the federal system for 2021 because she needs more money to pay for that purge system. Do not fall beholden to it. Please call. Go to these little scam hearings and speak your mind for 2 or 3 minutes. And don't take nothing less. Email. Contact these people, especially on Tavern Trace, especially on Kylie's situation. You know, that mom, I pray for her and her family. Pray that mom get back to the system. Do you want the government to dictate your right of how to vaccinate or treat your child? Please pay attention to Kylie's. That's all I got to say, my brother. You take it easy. I'm going out to Redmond to work, so be careful.
Thank you,
don't
brother.
Try to run
Good
me
to
over,
hear your
people.
Voice again. That's wrong.
That.
That's
wrong.
That's what he thinks. And it's, this is important because it is a matter of helping others understand what's happening to them. That's why we talk about persuading the persuadables. And one of the things is what he just said, bringing it home to each individual, how much all of these new laws and policies are actually going to cost you. That's how you get somebody to wake up. Or you could tell a story like this. This is a great email from Rich regarding the school bus system. I read you the article or the email previously from Roger about the city buses. Now let's talk about school buses and what appears to be kind of a waste of your money. But remember, they never have enough for schools, right? Listen to this. Here's what Rich writes. So according to my stepson's friend, the Salem-Kaiser school system sends a bus to Sheridan to pick up her two kids for school. Due to conflicts in the school system there? Question mark. A person at the Oregon Citizens Lobby confirmed that they go all over Salem-Kaiser School District. Her route goes up to the city of Gates. Now, the last time I checked, there's a place called the Sandy M. Canyon School District. I know because Oregon Connections Academy, which is the soon-to-be fully independent Oregon Charter Academy, of which I helped found it, and I am the president of that board. Well, guess what? We are chartered through the Sandy M. Canyon School District. Why is Salem-Kaiser sending a bus all the way to Sheridan, to Gates, into other school districts? How is that a good use of your tax dollars? Remember, it's all for the children. They don't have enough money. Yet they want more. And they'll always want more. And then when you say that, well, I want to find out how much money is being offered to, say, Oregon 21 for the World Athletic Championships, Governor Kate doesn't want you to know about it. So she's still going to influence and appoint the watchdog that's supposed to be transparent. Let's go quickly to Art. Art, good morning. How are you, brother?
Jeff, good morning. So they call them public records. However, they're going to put eight government agencies, only three people of the news media, and only one Oregonian. Jeff, we got to show up for that good old hearing, because here's the deal. We got to say, so you want to squelch our right to speak by only allowing one Oregonian and only three members of the press to participate, to have their voice heard? I think that's unconstitutional, Jeff. Wouldn't you think?
No, sadly, it's constitutional, but it's bad law and it's bad practice. You know what reminds me of, Art? It reminds me of how the PERS board used to be. Right? You see, the PERS board used to be made up of who? Public employees and government agency folks. That's how PERS got in the mess. And now they're doing it the same with this commission.
Well, we got to show up for the public hearing, and we got to let our legislators know that it's unacceptable that we don't get appropriate representation on this board, because they want to stack the deck against us, and we ought to chastise them for doing it.
Well said, friend. Well said. Thanks to each and every one of you. Hope you've enjoyed the show today. We're back tomorrow. Check out the podcast on KSLM.news. See you then.